Hello and welcome to the Sean Morgan Report. I'm going to be reading from a newsletter that I created about the aftermath of what happened yesterday. The Capitol building was entered in by protesters. People still don't know exactly were there Antifa BLM plants in there or not, but I'm going to just assume you already know about what happened yesterday with people entering the Capitol, and I'm just going to go into this article. So after the Capitol was cleared of protesters yesterday, Mike Pence changed the wording of the Electoral College counting session to avoid the rival electors. So, you know, he had the constitutional authority to reject fraudulent electors, but he chose to interpret things differently because he wanted a different outcome to this. He didn't want to win for Trump. And so just take a look at this image. This is showing all the different years that the vice president used the same phrase pretty much every year, saying things like in 2017, after ascertainment has been made, has been had that the certificates are authentic and correct in form, the tellers will count and make a list of the votes cast by the electors of the several states. But this year, Mike Pence changed the wording so that he could not have to deal with those dueling electors that were sent from the different battleground states where the fraud occurred. So there you go. He purposefully did that so that he could help the Democrats steal the election. And many people, including Republicans, who promised to object to those fraudulent electors, they changed their mind the last minute. They stabbed Trump and their constituents in the back. And one of them was Kelly Loeffler, who, you know, made that big promise to do that in exchange for Trump's support for the January 5th runoff. And I'm going to make a full list of all of the people who actually did object to the electors, who are patriots, and all the ones who didn't, who are traitors. And that's going to help us determine who's with us or against us in the future. So even though the president posted multiple tweets and a video instructing protesters to go home peacefully, his Twitter was suspended for 12 hours and his Facebook was suspended for 24 hours. So private companies are shutting down the president's ability to talk to the American people, all while Congress rushed that midnight steal. You know, it was in the middle of the night. Congress resumed their session and Pence changed the wording so that he didn't have to deal with the competing electors. Now, Lynn Wood was also banned from Twitter permanently, and he went on Parler and started dropping some truth bombs, and he said that Pence is a traitor, that Pence is a pedophile. He even named like how old some of his victims are, that his victims were boys. And Lynn Wood's talking about imminent arrests and talking about how all the people who certified that fraud last night are going to be arrested. So, you know, I think it'd be a good idea to follow Lynn Wood on Parler because he's dropping more intel. It turns out he was right about Pence all along, you know, and today Pence's chief of staff was blocked from the White House. So that's interesting. And what was Trump's response to the steal that happened where his VP, you know, betrayed him and all of this happened? What did he say? What did he do? Well, first of all, he did not concede. He did put out an official statement, and I will read that to you. But it's a very carefully worded statement, and it does not involve any type of official concession. Here's what Trump said. While he totally disagrees with the results, there will be a peaceful— no, actually, let me read the what he actually said. Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. I have always said we would continue our fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again. So nowhere did he say, I concede to Joe Biden. So that's the important point to keep in mind. And so many people are wondering, you know, how did people get into the Capitol building? And there are posts like this, this video that show that people were actually let right in. They were let right in. Here's the fencing. here's the police, and they're just opening the fencing and just letting the people run through. Here's some people giving them instructions about where to go. So, yeah, they didn't really have to do anything violent to get into the Capitol building because the police opened up the fencing and allowed them in. And there's more videos that show the exact same thing of people basically being led into the Capitol building. At least one person of interest is being accused of being Antifa. This is a Gateway Pundit article that has a facial recognition software that was used. This was published in the Washington Times. Some photos are circulating of people who were at a Antifa event, and they were also pictured in the Capitol building as one of the first people. This is these two people right here. There are photos circulating of these two people at an Antifa event. So this is developing. This is just 24 hours after this happens. So more is going to come out about the people who are in the Capitol building and their affiliations. There were some iconic photos of people like doing a Black Lives Matter fist in the air, you know, things that's not a Trump supporter type of action. And Andy, I don't know how to say his last name. He's a really good journalist who covers Antifa. He's saying he doesn't think Antifa was part of it. But here's what I think is important to remember, that the left-wing extremists, they conducted coordinated nationwide riots and killed people, burned down businesses, and destroyed our monuments. And Biden and Harris's staff were bailing them out of jail. This happened all year long. Now, some unarmed people walked into the Capitol and they broke a few windows, and now they're being called domestic terrorists. They were completely unarmed. That is a complete double standard. It seems like every establishment politician is taking this very holier than thou stance. But where was their indignation when DC was set on fire in May 2020? Where was the anger when they stole our election on November 3rd? These politicians are so out of touch with the 80 million people who voted for Trump and what they feel and what they demand right now. These politicians live in a selfish bubble, and they're just calculating how they can retain power without doing what the deplorable people really want. They will shut down your communities, shut down your businesses, mask you up, prevent you from visiting your family, and they'll send your tax money to foreign countries. They have completely failed us, and it shows that Q was right all along. The military is the only way to deal with the corruption of our institutions. In fact, one person was killed yesterday. She was a U.S. Air Force veteran. She was executed point blank range for doing nothing. And there are pictures of and videos of leftists occupying these federal buildings in this past year. It definitely within the past term. So I have links to this in my newsletter. If you want to get links to all of these pictures and everything, go on my Twitter. It's twitter.com/QAnonFAQ. So CodeMonkey shared a flight tracking map that showed that Trump maybe he already flew last night via his mobile command center, not Air Force One, to the National Defense Command Center in Texas. And so that's could be Red 5, which if you're paying attention to the Q post, there are different stages of the Q operation. Red 1 is when the Twitter gets taken down of Trump. Red 5 is when he goes to the National Defense Command Center. So you can check out those Q posts on my Twitter profile. The mainstream media, the establishment politicians, and big tech, they're all trying to frame this whole unarmed show of force as domestic terrorism. And they try to make Trump out to be like a dictator who needs to be impeached. The reality is that Trump allowed all of them, all those criminals, to complete the crime. Now, Trump, the Justice Department, the military, they have around 13 days until the transition, the inauguration. And that's when I think that there's going to be a lot of evidence disclosed. You know, we've got big tech suppressing his ability to communicate with Americans. So he might have to use the emergency broadcast system. Trump he's never given up. For 4 years, he's never given up on us. Let's not give up on him for the last 13 days. Let's give him a chance to see what he can do against the deep state, because this is like the final round of a boxing match. And I am really expecting him to give a death blow to the deep state. Just look at the mountains of incriminating evidence that he has at his disposal that he can disclose to the public. You've got FISA Gate. You've got Clinton Foundation. You've got Uranium One scandal. You've got the Hunter Biden laptop, the Anthony Weiner laptop. And those laptops have tons of incriminating evidence. The proof of the pay-to-play schemes, the proof of foreign election interference, proof of the Epstein blackmail operation that Lynn Wood has said he has the access key to. So I know that it sucks. It's saddening. It's frustrating. It's angering that Congress stole our election. They certified fraud last night in the middle of the night after they cleared out all of the people who are really demanding a different outcome. But that's what the swamp is. That's what the swamp does. That's who they are. And they just marked themselves for eternity. Trump flushed out the enemy. Now they identified themselves. Now we know who to arrest. If they certified fraudulent electors without objecting, they could be going to jail. And that's what Lynn Wood says. So this is a good time for you to go to the Q posts, go to qag.news. Read through some of the 5,000 posts. You know, maybe the first 50 will be enough for you to understand that there is a plan. Trump has had a plan all along. It's been instated for years. The Q operation went public in 2017. And they've always said from the beginning, military intervention is the only way. It's coming. So buckle up. The next 13 days are going to be very interesting. Please support my work. You know, I accept donations on PayPal. You can go to paypal.me/SeanO'Morgan. You go to all the links in the description if you want to support with Venmo or Bitcoin. Support one of my sponsors. Get a patriotic t-shirt. I really appreciate all of the support from all of you patriots. God bless you and God bless America.